Hello and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm so happy that you've decided to join me during your weekend. So, as you know, for those of you who may have been tuning in for the first time, the happy hour is 1 hour dedicated to positivity on the airwaves. And so, if you or someone you know, maybe an individual or group, and they don't have to be here in New Providence, they can be anywhere because technology. I would love to interview them just so we could share some happiness and brightness with the world because God knows, the good Lord knows, there's so much negativity around us. It's just refreshing to hear about some goodness. And so that's what this show is all about. We are about a year and a half old, I think, so far. We're getting there. So another part of what the show is about is that I also like to highlight different events that are happening. And then what we have also been doing is just going through some self-help tip guidelines to just make our lives a little bit more easier to deal with. So I just want to shout out a few things. And particular shout out to the people at ICE. They're having a series of events today, actually. So they already had one this morning. They would have had one early afternoon, and they're having one this evening. And you would have already had to sign up for these. So if you haven't already signed up, you're not getting there. But just shout out to them because I'm going to be doing a lino printing class this evening, completely free of charge, and I love that. So you want to always keep in contact with ICE Bahamas. They're on Old Trail Road. And they're on social, so you can check them out there. But if you didn't get to sign up for those, they're actually having a series of events for Earth Day. They're going to be having cupcake decorating. That's for $15. All of this is happening on Saturday the 18th, so next week, Saturday. They're also having, this is a free one, nature mandalas. They also will be having a paint a pot session. That one is going to be $10. These are all at different times, so please check their website. They're on Facebook, they're on Instagram. I got a lot of this from Instagram. So they also will be having a pickling class so you can learn how to pickle certain vegetables. I don't think they do you pickle vegetables only, or could you pickle fruits? I don't know. Somebody tell me. But they're also going to be having a pickling class as well. And I think that one is, I want to say it's free because I haven't seen a price on it, but maybe it's inside the RSVP link. You have to sign up for these things. They will also be having, they have a lot of stuff planned for next Saturday. So I'm giving you all this information ahead of time so you can plan to celebrate Earth Day with the people at ICE. And some of this, I think a lot of this is in conjunction with Hillside House. And a lot of the free sessions are sponsored by the IDB. So shout out to the IDB for helping us be a part of community. They're going to be having a plant swap as well. So what you can do is that you can bring a plant, take a plant, and you can connect with fellow plant lovers. If you don't have plants, you can just go there and talk to people who love plants. I mean, it's Earth Day, right? What else is happening? This is actually happening tomorrow. You can make your own incense holder. That's going to be $25. You can check that out also on ICE's Instagram page. That's going to be starting at 2 o'clock. Goodness, I feel like there's so much things happening. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to this one right here. They're going to be having a fundraiser for the Governor General's Youth Award, as well as the Bahamas All-Star Band. Y'all gotta forgive me, I need more coffee. I know it's in the afternoon, but I love that. Anyway, so this is actually happening as a welcome reception and fundraiser. And this is going to be happening on May 15th. And I think they're having a golf tournament. So this is why it's called an opening reception, but it's also a fundraiser. It's $200, but it's going to the kids. And you're going to be able to enjoy unlimited wine and fine food and premium spirits, all for a good cause. Let's see what else is happening. Of course, y'all know I'm from Long Island. Please mark your calendars for the 2nd of May, Saturday, the 2nd of May on Bailey Park. Long Islanders Association will be having our annual fair, and we want to see all of you out there. Also happening this Tuesday, that's the 14th of April. All of you who graduated from the University of the Bahamas or the College of the Bahamas, they're all the same thing. They're having their annual Alumni Association's general meeting. That's happening on Tuesday at 6, and they're going to have that in Michael Eldon Boardroom right there at UB's campus. There's a lot of things happening for this month. If you know of something, let me know. Also happening tomorrow, and I didn't get my ticket. Oh, I'm so sad about that. St. Thomas More Catholic Church is having their garden tea party under the theme Bloom in Faith. I love tea parties. If y'all know of a tea party coming up, please let me know. I want to go to one. And I think I want to say that that's everything that I have for this point. There may be, oh, Nassau Music Society, along with the Royal Bahamas Belize Force Band. They're having a jazz concert that's happening tomorrow at 7, I think it is, at St. Paul's Catholic Church, Liverkey. I think the tickets are $50, and I think the funds are going to helping the young people. It's either study music or get instruments, but either way, go into the young people's STEM. So you may mark try go out there. You can get tickets at the door, or I think it's custom computers if you still catch them if they're open by the time as you're done listening to me. And I think that's everything that I have. I know there are much more things happening. If y'all send it to me, I am pleased to actually say it on air. And if you want to come on to talk about, well, what your organization is doing for the community, let me know. So I know that I usually go into our self-help section, but we have a full show today, and it was pre-recorded as well. So you're going to hear from a pretty fantastic event happening tonight, and you're going to hear me talk all about it. But it's Honorable Member. It was a play, now it's a movie. I loved it as a play, and I love it as a movie. And you can still get tickets at the door at Atlanta Theater. That's happening tonight. So I think the premiere starts at 8, so you still have some time to get ready and head over there. Of course, you'll have a few hours. But we're going to talk about that right after this. So don't leave me. You're going to be hearing from Ian Shawn and a few of the cast members of Honorable Member. We will be right back. This is Sandra Cartwright. This is a happy hour. This is Guardian. Don't leave me. Good day and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you for staying with us. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know we're in political season. We've been in political season for quite some time now, but the bell has been rung. There are certain things that will be happening. Y'all be safe out there while we participate in our democratic rights. Now, speaking about democratic rights, you know, another thing about being a Bahamian, we get to indulge in the arts and the culture. Now, imagine if there was an opportunity to see the politicking and the culture all together. Guess what? You got that opportunity because there's a play that happened a couple of years ago, which is now a movie that's premiering tonight, talking all about Bahamian politics. Sorry, Bahamian politics. Because you know, if I say Paula Tricken, some people might get some feelings. I don't know, but it's a pretty cool thing. Now, I saw this play way back in the day. It's written by a pretty awesome guy, in my opinion, you know, has a stellar cast. It was hilarious. You all have the opportunity to go and watch it tonight. It's premiering over at Atlantis. I think the time is 7. You can still get your tickets. And come on, man, if you're really into this politicking season, the time is now. For you all to get your tickets to go and watch, it's called Honorable Member. So you have lots of things to hear about today because you don't want to hear my voice. I brought the people on. So joining me right now, we have Dr. Ian Strawn. He's the brain behind all of the entire operation. Then you have some of the cast members. You have Dion Johnson and you have Nicolette Fountain. They're going to tell us so much more about their time with this project, guys. We have a movie, a Bahamian movie that is airing tonight. So, with that being said, Dr. Strawn, please tell me, where did this all come from?
Hey, listen, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. As you can imagine, really excited about tonight. And folks can just come on down to the Atlantis Theater. They don't have to worry about trying to get anything online. It's a huge theater, so there's lots of space. This all started, yes, as you mentioned, in 2017 with the play Honorable Member. I had seen Dion Johnson's performance in Sizwe Banzi's Dead, a South African play by Afro Fugard, he and Mark Humes. And I was so impressed with his performance, so impressed with both of them. And so this idea took shape of a story about our politics, because I've written a series of these political satires over the years in this imaginary place I call Ireland. There's no seeds in Babylon. There's a play called Black Crab's Tragedy, which people probably don't remember. And then so I always wanted to do a trilogy of these plays. And so this was the third political play set in Ireland. And this one shares with the audience the 10 rules of politics. And yeah, so that's really how it began with the play, which people loved. Quite a number of politicians came to it, as well as the average person. And then years later, the thought came to me, let me expand this is something I can do for television, like I did Gippy's Kingdom. And so then I thought of an 8-part series, which I started to write for. And then we thought, well, why just stop there? We can also turn this into a film. We can have both the film version and a TV series version. And so that's where we are. We're starting with sharing the film with the nation and the world.
And surely you did. Guys, I would have gone to that play and I was in stitches. I was giggling. I was like, oh, wait, this character reminds me of this politician. Like the fact that some of the mannerisms were on point just shows you how talented the cast was in the actual play at the time. But we also see that in the movie. So you see the same excellent level of talent demonstrated in the movie. But the fact, Dr. Strong, you were able, I was seeing Ingram, I was seeing Christie, I was seeing McCartney, I was seeing all of these politicians, their mannerisms at least, on the play, and then they're also inside the movie. And cheers to you for Gippy's Kingdom, all of your particular projects. And I just got a question. Did you know when this election was being called? Because this is literally dropping like right in the height of everything.
Well, first of all, I don't know why you're calling the names of real people. I want to make it clear that there is no depiction in this film, or in the subsequent series, or in my play, that is an actual human. Any similarities that people might see is purely coincidental. Just want to make that abundantly clear. That's just this purely coincidence. It is set in an imaginary place, Island, not the Bahamas. But anyway, what was your other question you were asking?
I love the fact that you're not a lawyer, but you're making sure.
Oh heck yeah! Yeah, man, I can't lose my house. So,
No, can't lose your house. No, the
no,
question
but
was,
really,
did you know that the
yeah.
election is happening to
Yeah.
have your release date in prime real estate on the calendar during the
Yeah.
politics season?
So this has been a two, actually more than 2-year journey, right? Of making an honorable member for the screen. And I didn't know it would line up so perfectly at the time. I didn't think it would take us this long to complete the project. But once it became clear that it was going to be a process of this duration, obviously the marketing side of me started to think, okay, so when do we drop this? When do we drop this that's optimal? Because, at different times, if people have been following, they would see trailers that would say summer of 25 and then fall of 25, and then, so, and then, obviously, as we know, the political calendar, there's a clock, and it's a 5-year clock, and I pay close attention to those things. And then we in negotiating with trying to find ideal venue and all the rest of it, and also align with people's travel. But there's no doubt, I eventually said I want this to be something people can taste and participate in election season, before the election, right? To get them, to get, because they're going to be hyped anyway, right? So they can enjoy that. And it just so happened that we got in right before the big dance, so that's cool. I mean, most of the time political plays come out after, so people could kind of decompress after the election. And we will be having other screenings of the film as well after the election.
I was going to ask that because I was like, I think after we're done with the big day, people are going to need another opportunity to
Of
laugh.
course,
Ladies and
absolutely.
gentlemen, you will laugh when you go to see this movie. I had the opportunity to be a part of the advanced screening team. Of course, it's not because I have a show, it's because I love the arts. Like, I'm present at almost every play there is. But it was fantastic, and I would recommend every Bahamian to go and see this movie. You will laugh. You will not stop, actually. And then there are points you go, because I want to talk it. But there's so many things to think about in that movie, but it's set in a way that You just follow along the play, just follow along the roles that each of the characters that these folks are playing it. They're playing it so well. And speaking about playing it, I think we got the Prime Minister inside the room. We're the Prime
Yes,
Minister.
we do.
Honorable member.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Madam Carteret. Good morning, Bahamas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dion Johnson is playing the role of Prime Minister. Now you say it ain't called that. What's your country called again?
The
Ireland.
country that I am proud to be a representative for is called Ireland. And really and truly, everybody loves me there. I don't understand, what all the back and forth is during this election season. They love me there. As a matter of fact, I've heard that they want me to come back. So that's exactly, what I'm doing.
That's what
Come
you're
back.
gearing up right now during election.
Yeah,
Make sure.
man. Again, the people, they say they want me.
And they want you straight. They want you straight. That's
Oh
the
yeah. Gotta do it.
best.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
For the third time, Prime Minister coming
Yeah,
back.
man. Who am I to deny their request?
No, no,
No, you can't
no.
deny the people. The people have the power, and we are happy that the Honorable Prime Minister understands this. Oh
Yeah,
my.
definitely.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all heard that right there. He was in full character. This man is ready to go. And through that movie, he is maintaining that character so well. I tell you, I know I could call him more names, but I felt like I was seeing multiple iterations of a certain prime minister from a certain country.
Well, in true form of what the movie really depicts, if this movie is played in any Caribbean country, they would say exactly who they've seen within their diaspora. So,
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
any Caribbean nation that watches this movie, or any Caribbean person that watch sees this film, they'll say, "That's mine. That was the, yes, yeah. It was honorable,
And Dion, I don't know if you remember, but when we did it, the Caribbean Studies Association conference, which has several hundred people, was in the Bahamas. And they came to the performance. They came to a
Yes.
performance of, and so you had Caribbean people from all over. And yeah, they came up to me and they're like, "Boy, yeah, we recognize this. This is, this was good, and we see it." So you're not exaggerating at all. It is just the way, it's our way of doing things, and it's a special way of doing things. And Dion does such a fantastic job. He's such a committed actor, such a smart actor, and he's not just about his own role, his ideas about the production itself. When we did the play originally, his suggestions, I can see that at some point directing will be in his future if he hasn't already done it. So it's a real pleasure to work with him, and every day on the set is a riot. And he's made me cry laughing every single day we shoot. Same thing with Matthew Wildgoose when he's there.
Listen, I can say that I've seen Dion in several productions, and in fact, I think the last one I saw, or maybe the penultimate, and then there was another person playing Dion's character in that version of it. I was like, no, where's the main guy? Like, where's the fellow who made this come to life for me? Like, and I was like, is the other character going to do him justice? I was asking questions after her. I was like, hold on, mate, he did okay, but Dion was fabulous. Like, when persons think that you have to go abroad to get a certain level of artistic representation, no, I correct them. You have such talent right here on our shores that are showing us that you can have world-class acting on our very own stages. And shout out again to the Dundas for reopening, getting to reopen their premises, so you can see these plays in the larger venue right now. So that's fabulous. But I also want to go to, because we have other persons who are playing roles. I see one of my high school my high school classmates, Jean Joseph, is here as well. And of course, I think we can't be talking to the Prime Minister not acknowledging his wife. I believe is her role on the
That's right.
My
That's right.
show. The
Your
ex,
first one.
the
Yeah,
first one.
my first ex-wife.
And how much wives did the Prime Minister got?
On, man. Hold on.
What, Mr. Prime Minister,
They
excuse
are
me,
constituents.
Hello, oh, Muscatia constituent ex-wife. How are you this? How are you today, Miss Nicole?
I am well. I am well. So happy to be here with these esteemed gentlemen this morning.
Now, Miss Nicole, tell me about your time within the movie. Were you a part of the play, or are you a new addition to the movie? How has the experience been? And I know you were laughing the entire time, but you were
Well,
also
listen,
doing.
you know it. So I have worked with Dion on several productions. I have been his wife in several productions. When I was asked to do this, I was absolutely elated. This was my first time working with Ian, and I was, excited. I knew that I was in for a good time. And like you said, and like Ian has said, whenever you're working with Dion, you can laugh, right? And you'd have to wear your pampers because you don't know what he's gonna come with on stage. Every time it's gonna be something different. All right. Now this being shot for film was slightly different, slightly different. You didn't get a chance to mess with your head too much, but it was absolutely my privilege to be his wife, one of his only confidence, somebody he trusted. And I do still love him. I do still love him, but I think he is going to allow his bid for power and the people of the country. They could do him in. They could kill him. And he let
Come
him
on, man. That's, don't do that. Don't do that. Be supportive. This
Listen.
is a bid for national development, and I know they're gonna just do the right thing.
Listen, is the Prime Minister your ex-wife just trying to take care of you, even though you're
That's
all this?
all. That's all. I still love him, but I had to leave him because he just he don't know when to stop.
Yeah, I could get 100,000 women to follow me, but I can't just get one to obey me. What a sick. Just to be, I just need you to be loyal to me. Well, that's what I needed. That's what I needed. I needed loyalty. Yeah. Yeah. The whole nation loyal to me, except this one place. Okay.
Well, the Ottomans also divorced too, but I mean, talking about that anyway.
Well, you see, loyalty, that it's hard to find nowadays in 21st century women,
I want you all to believe. See, that's the exact reason why this movie will resonate, honorable member, resonate not only with the Caymans, but throughout the Caribbean, because we hear this no matter where we are. We hear it. We have another cast member joining us, and this is Jean Joseph. Jean, I don't know if you don't mind. I gotta tell the people, my boy was in grade 12 and I was in grade 7 at Aquinas College. Just my good friend from time. I am friends with all of the brothers, STEM and whatnot like that. And I know, Jean, tell us about your time with this.
DeAndre, you're not to put all that out there like that. But yeah, DeAndre is definitely a great friend from
we
Nice.
got you. I think he's lagging right there because he's trying to figure out if I is a good friend. Hold on, wait now. Just to be clear, that was a lag. He didn't have to try to make up something. Now, look, don't get them
no
thinking too
no
much.
no 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 mind no mind no mind but it was definitely a great experience working with Mr. Strawn, Dr. Strawn, and the entire crew. Dion is definitely a bucket of laughs. And to be honest, right? I don't even know how I ended up in this role. I feel like things just happen throughout my life. And I say, you don't understand what's happening in the moment. You just have to go with it and you'll understand it at some point. But Dr. Strawn reached out. I think I reached out to him at first. And he was looking for this person to play the role, and I wasn't sure about myself, to be honest. So I kind of ducked it for a little bit, and then he hit me up again, and it ended up being a great experience. Like you said, my first time being on a big screen. I like to crack jokes, and I always told myself as a kid, I want to make people laugh every day. I ain't as good as Dion, but I sure if you zoom in close enough to my hair in one of them clips, you're sure you can laugh. I sure you can laugh.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
Poker
don't.
face, man. Poker face.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Poker face.
Yeah, man. But it was definitely a great experience. I played the role of Patrice Lumumba, and I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but they just arrested somebody years and years after the fact in relation to his death. And you know, he was a very influential leader, and he paid the ultimate price. And I play that person who tries to, you know, be the little good angel on the good prime minister's shoulder from time to time. So.
That's well put. That's well put. Yes. And so, you know, there's that element, and which was there in the play as well, that Dion sees things. He has very vivid dreams, and in his dreams, people who are heroes of his or who have how can I put it, made an impression on him, they talk to him, and was very happy to have Jean play Patrice Lumumba, and he does a good job, a great job, and so it's another element. Again, I don't want to give away too much that people can come on and check out tonight, but it's more than just a comedy. It is making commentary about how countries like ours can make their way in the world and the choices that we have as people to make. And another element that wasn't in the play is as I mentioned through Nicolette, that you see that he's a family man. He's got children, he's got wives, and he has to manage his relationships with them, as well as try to lead the nation, as well as try to deal with people who want him to move on so they can have their time in power. And then he has a conscience that troubles him as well. Did he make the right decision here or there? Did he do the right thing? Is he doing any good at all? So there are all of those layers.
And I think that's important to show those layers because, you know, a politician isn't just a politician, they're human. They have different obligations, they have different thoughts crossing their minds at all time of day to try and figure out how do they balance all of these things. And so adding that human element to their role as a politician, I think was a pretty sweet addition
Yeah,
to the
thank
movie.
you. Yeah, and
I
that's
know
and that's
from
go ahead,
my
Dion.
gonna say, yeah, I gotta say for me, I know we're hopping on, you know, how fun the shoot was, right? But for those who are gonna come and see the production, the first thing I want you to understand that this is not a comedy. This is a video journal of the life of a prime minister. And you know, whereas us as Caribbean people, we always think everything should be funny kind of thing. No, this is it really serious. It's a drama, you know, and then you will then get in touch with the elements of comedy. But I don't know if Dr. Sean is labeling it a comedy, but this is real life. For persons who are aspiring to be politicians, or even persons who are aspiring to be leaders, and it's not just in politics. The character and the message that is being told can be seen in everyday organizational life of any business, any organization, you know, whether it is for profit, non-profit, or governmental. We are portraying the elements of people.
I will say
I
for
think
that last point,
so.
if I may, Dr. Sean, that after the screening, I forget who it was, you know, I don't want to call names, so I don't need to remember who it was. But we were having conversations, be like, you know, this isn't just in government, you know, this actually happens inside the workplace. And then it was literally a masterclass. Okay, how do you balance these things? Oh my goodness, like I actually go through this. And I think somebody mentioned that it also happens with church business too. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is multifunctional right here.
Yeah,
Politics, the voice politics here.
yeah. So it's about really what it ends up being about is about leadership. It's about what is it like to lead people. It's about power. How do you actually wield it? On the outside, people always think you have more power than you really do. Before people get power, they think they'll be able to do things that when they find out they get there, it's not as easy as they imagined.
There are all the human elements, people's expectations, people's demands, the competition, the others who want your job, and how do they work with you, even though they want you, you know, how do, where do you draw the, you know, they want to be loyal to you because they want to keep their job, but they also want you out so they can have your job. All of these dynamics play out and are find their space, and so people can see, definitely can see parallels between the film and corporate structure, corporate or hierarchy, or any human organization, whether it's church or, I mean, again, I was executive vice president of the University of Bahamas. I was vice president, served for over 10 years, and it was fodder. It was fodder for this. It definitely was fodder for the writing. Yeah.
Listen, I can imagine. I know Nicola was saying that church politics is just as bad. So I trust me, it's all around us. So you're right to say that it is about leadership. And it shows also the more serious dynamics that's, I guess, accented by the comedy at points. So thank you, Dion, for reminding us of that. And there, again, there's a lot of food for thought, and how it's delivered is just masterful. So you will not... You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed if you don't go to see this. And again, I just wanted to give us, I got to do this, Dr. Strong. You know, I got to do this. I got to give a shout out to my good Long Islander, who also is inside this film. You know, one of the deals boys, Rosano, I saw.
Yeah. Hey, Rosano.
Who's currently in serving the people's stem over in the UK. So that means you all catch him before.
Yes, we did. We were very fortunate. In fact, the last scene he shot, he was just like days before going to the UK. So we were very lucky. And this is really, I mean, these are three great people, but there's so many good actors in this film. Matthew Wiregoose, Greg Dean, Leslie Ellis Tynes, Leo Forbes, Patrick DeVoe, Sonny Jacques. There's so many. Good actors, valiant role. I could go on and on.
Yeah, Michael Forbes.
Yes, Michael is. It's a Kentaro McKenzie. Like I said, I could go on and on. It's a wonderful cast. I've been so blessed, so fortunate. People were committed to this project, wanted to work together, wanted to work with me. Shout out to my partners, because I didn't just do this on my own. Dion is actually one of my business partners in this project. Along with Aaron Knowles and Don Sargent, who does the camera work. I just want to thank the three of them for joining me on this journey, and I think that we'll look back over the years and be so proud of what we've been able to do with the movie, and then with the coming TV series. I think we'll be proud of this work. I think it's been something I've been very grateful for.
Excellent. I know we'll be so happy to see it. And again, we just want to remind folks that this is happening tonight. This is Saturday, April 11th, if you didn't already know, because I know y'all be partying hard these days. So it's happening tonight at the Atlantis Theater. Doors open from 7:30. And you know, if you want to be on time, just tell you got to be there by 7, so you get there by 7:30, okay? And the premiere itself starts at 8. I think there's a dress code. They say smart casual. I know if they say you can't wear certain political colors because, you know, tis the season to be politician. But your tickets are $40. You can reserve your tickets at 455-1672. 455-1672. You can also email honorablememberTV@gmail.com. And I think there's a web. I see a website too, Dr. Strong. What does website mean?
Yeah, 10rules.net. Remember, he gives the 10 rules of politics. So the website is 10rules.net. 10rules.net.
I see to say, y'all say it's rated T, so 16 and older, so I can't bring my churn then.
Yeah, 16 and older. And again, you know, if you don't get to make a reservation, or just roll up and come, man. It's a huge theater, and we'd love to have you come out, and you'll have a wonderful time.
So tickets at the door, just for the folks to know, is that cash, card?
Cash. No, it won't be. We won't be able to process a card transaction. If you come to pay at the door, you've got to bring cash. That's a good question. Yeah, thanks.
Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, you know, the people still may want to know, y'all got food, or there could be food somewhere I could get something to eat while I...
Well, the Atlantis Theater, you know, they provide you with refreshments in the theater. So That's
for a
Ogun
price, people, for a price. Dr.
Tobe.
Sean will say, go there and say that he paying for that. No, no.
No, I'm not paying for that. But you can get your popcorn, your soda,
Definitely
your
need
beer.
card for that. Definitely need card for that.
Yeah. They will process your card in there. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So, time flies when you're having fun. And I wanted to know, and of course, we got the prime minister. We got the prime minister's first wife. It's important that she say she's a first wife because he had about five of them.
Oh Lord.
And then we have, I think that's the former president of which country was it, Jean?
The Congo. The Congo.
The Congo. So we
Yeah.
have lots of high-ranking folks on the call who are going to be playing. So if I can have your favorite thing about the movie, why should people come to watch it? And just tell us again why you were so happy to play a role in this film. We got to go with precedent, so the prime minister got to start us off.
Okay, I have no challenges with that simply because, in this in the I don't know why y'all don't take me serious.
We do take you seriously, Mr. Prime Minister. You lead the country of my life.
Is, right? This project was so interesting in shooting because it allowed me to kind of take myself into a seat of authority where like I'm in control of my own destiny and I'm wielding the swords, so to speak. And so like I've had other roles and I remember and I wanted to just say on a side note, you came and you saw Ralph's Barbershop. That was the production that you spoke about where I was the original character. And so funny, of course, director Philip Burroughs at the time, I had to travel. That's why I couldn't reprise the role. And you're not the only audience member that would have made mention of it. But I do trust Hartman with any role that I would have played. And as you can see, he is also my mentor in this particular film as
I
well.
did see that. I did see that, and yes, he did do a good job. He did.
Yeah.
I told him to
Yeah.
his face. I was like, you did a great job. You're not Dion, but you did a great job, and this is a grain.
Yeah. So the working of the production was what I appreciated. Because we don't really take how serious it really is to try to run a country. And this allowed me to get deeply involved into it, to see how it goes, to process it, and it was not just a character for me, it was a lifestyle that I am portraying. And so it was on that what I enjoyed most about being on set. The drinks that we're drinking, they are non-alcoholic rum.
Okay. Yes, sure. Okay.
The non-alcoholic rum, Jameson, is non-alcoholic, right? And so it was the whole thing that the processing of it, shooting, and the camaraderie between cast, crew, it made this process easy for us. And what I want is for persons to see that this is a love of labor. Our industry is only built because of those persons that want to support us. And so for you that are coming out tonight to support us and are going to continue to, watch the development of this process from film, then into a series, we appreciate you following us and we appreciate you supporting us. And so that's my contribution for right now. I can let somebody else go.
Thank you.
I'll take the next one. So I think it's a time to examine, like Dion said, what it takes to run a country. And it's kind of looking behind the scenes of your leaders. It might do you good to come in and and use it as a measuring stick for what has been done or what has not been done, to think about how maybe some things were unable to get done. And who knows, it might even help you to decide how to vote. You know, as a cast member, it was an absolute pleasure. And I sit on the Bahamas Film and Plays Control Board, so I've also had a chance to see it. And I am just blown away. These men are extremely talented. And the talent extended to choosing the right people for the characters. And people just need to come out and see it. Come relax, enjoy, have a good time.
Lovely, lovely. And I think, Mr. President, are you still with us?
I'm here. I couldn't get to the button quickly enough earlier. But what I would say about my time playing Patrice Lumumba, the former Prime Minister, President of the Congo, it was a great experience. I always say to myself, in my various different roles in life, I need to take more photos. And as you watch this movie, you realize that there are so many great people walking among us day to day. And a lot of us don't get that recognition. Some of us in our daily lives, we are a school principal, we are a teacher, we are this, we are that, but then we put on our cape and then, you know, we transform. But it was a very memorable experience to be able to stand alongside such great people like Dion Johnson, Baheem and Trey, all these different actors and actresses who would have put their blood, sweat, and tears into this movie. And Dr. Strawn, his vision, you know, you're going to see it full blast, magnified on that screen. And I just hope that if you miss the screening, the preview of this great movie, that you do get a chance to watch it at some time. And if you miss the movie, make sure you catch the series wherever it's streamed.
I think that's something we didn't talk about, a series. Oh, goodness. Is that going to be brand new? More to come?
Well, it's really just it's an expansion. So we really shot for the series first. And so there are many scenes in the series that didn't make the movie version, because, you know, you got to make sure it's something that people can watch in one sitting. So for commercial reasons, we chose to come out with the film version first. But in short order, after we've had a couple outings with the film, it will have a life of its own, hopefully, you know, but the series will come after. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Dr. Sean, you got the last take.
I just want to, you know, every time you do a project with people like this, they give of their time freely. They're willing to help you bring what you imagine on a page to life. You just, and the older I get, the more grateful I am to the people who give their time to do it. And I feel blessed by what they give, by their willingness to give, their willingness to work with me. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to do. And I try to think about what was the day that was the most special. There was a day when Dion and I got to go on a boat, a speedboat, and pretend to fish. And it was a choppy day. I ended up throwing up because I ate breakfast before I went on the boat, which is a bad idea. You know, but then we got these beautiful shots out on the water, and we shot a couple scenes there. That was really memorable. The whole thing was really memorable, and I'm just grateful and just want to thank all the actors for giving their time, and I think we created something really special. So yeah, and I just hope people come out, enjoy yourself. It doesn't matter how you're gonna vote. There's something in this for you to enjoy, and so honorable member is something that I hope will stick with people for years to come.
Awesome. And just one more time, tell people when, where, and how.
All right, so tonight, Atlantis Theater, doors open at 7:30. Movie starts at 8.
It's $40. If you're going to come to pay the door, bring cash because we won't have a card machine. But you can use your debit card or credit card to, and you will have to, in order to get the popcorn and soda and all the stuff that Atlanta sells there. It's a big space. There's lots of room. Come on down and have a good time. Come look beautiful like the rest of us will try to look. And some will pull it off more effectively than others. Me being one of those will be struggling. But I'm so looking forward to it. And I'd love to have you come and celebrate with us, all our Bahamian talent.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have had the cast representatives of Honorable Member. It is your newest Bahamian film that's screening tonight. Let's try support our people who are bringing this talent not only to the stage, but to the biggest screen you'll ever see right now. So you want to make sure you try to get down to the Atlantis this evening. I promise you, you're going to enjoy the film, Honorable Member. It's going to be full of not just comedy, but points to make you think about real life, about how we lead or are being led in certain organizations and how to enjoy being a Bahamian, because, you know, you've got 10 rules to teach you throughout the movie. So you may want to take a notebook, actually. You could take down, so you can learn a lot, I feel. But yeah, no, it's a fabulous time. So if you can, and I hope you will, find some time to go out tonight to support it. Let's fill the theater and support the arts. You all know I like to support the people's STEM on this show. So you all go out there. Most likely I could be out there too. So if I don't see you, we got a problem. So you want to go try, get your tickets. If you don't have them already, as Dr. Sean says, you can pay at the door, take your cash. But thank you all so much. Thank you to Dr. Ian Strawn, to Dion Johnson, to Jean Joseph, and Miss Nicolette Fountain. Thank you all for on the show.
Thank you.
Excellent.
See you all in a bit. Yeah, man. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Y'all stay tuned here with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. All right. So I hope you enjoy that interview with the director and a few of the cast members of Honorable Member, and hopefully you get to go down to the Atlantis Theater tonight to watch it. I guarantee you it's going to be excellent, right? And once you go over, send me a message. Let me know how it goes. Another part of what we do here on the show, and I don't have as much time this today for it. I think we have a good solid maybe 7 minutes or so to go through it, is the self-help guide. And I know y'all think that I forgot, y'all. I did not. But we're going to go through that right now. And as you, for those of you who may not have heard about our series before, so what I do is that I'm following a clinical psychologist. Her name is, I just want to, let me get this right so I don't say the wrong thing. Her name is Amanda Hilton. And so we've been going through how to clean out your spaces, how to create new energy, how to approach different ways of doing things to resolve being overwhelmed. We cover a lot of different things. I think in January, we were talking about habits. We were talking about interactions. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is, well, she's calling it the April Attunement Challenge. And I think we have just enough time for us to talk a little bit about what that actually means. So I'm going to see how far I can get in this. So I hope you have a pen. If you don't, I'll try to upload these. And I promise this time I'll actually upload these ones. I'll probably do it sometime this week. So the April Attunement Challenge is about creating a calmer, more stable baseline for everyday life. So what this could look like, you can design a 10-minute regulation reset. What that means is you can create a go-to 10-minute reset you can use when you feel off, instead of defaulting to a pushing through or just numbing everything out. You can do an energy leak inventory. I know somebody need to hear this, so listen to close to me. Identify and fix one small recurring drain on your energy, like constant notifications, a cluttered space, a person who may not be contributing to your life as much as they could be, etc., that you're no longer willing to tolerate. Remember, we talk about boundaries. You want to separate the signal from the story. So when you feel off, you want to pause and separate the raw signal that your body is offering from the meaning your mind is adding to it, so that you can respond to what's actually happening rather than reacting to your immediate interpretation. That's a strong one right there. Because sometimes, you know, when we're emotional or things trigger us and it's like, oh my goodness, what's happening, right? Let's separate what's going on from how we feel or may have previously felt about a particular situation. Being objective helps. I know it's hard to do, but it helps. You want to practice a zoom in, zoom out toggle. That's practicing adjusting your perspective based on your state. For example, when helpful, zoom in and focus on the next smallest step you can take. At other times, zoom out and see the broader context of what you're doing and why. You want to prioritize the tune transitions. What that means is pause between tasks to reset your state before moving into a next one. Rather than carrying the stress and the urgency from one thing straight into the next. And stress is something we've been talking about that you don't want to carry over. You don't want to build that up because your body remembers these things. And I'm not a medical practitioner in any way, but stress contributes to cortisol and so many other things, high blood pressure. We want to try and find ways to properly manage that. I think I may bring back, we did a stress management segment before, but I'm going to try to see if we can bring in a professional so we can really talk about that. You want to complete a 14-day energy forecasting experiment. What that means is before and after tasks, predict and reflect on how they affect your energy so that you can update your expectations and plan your days more realistically. So just about the 10-minute regulation reset, most people only respond to their inner state only after things feel overwhelming. But small resets earlier in the process can prevent that buildup and overload. So consider 2 to 3 activity or action options that reliably help you settle or shift your state. Use them when you notice early signs like irritability, fog, restlessness, or resistance, and keep them consistent so you don't have to decide what to do in the moment. So for example, stepping outside without your phone, lying down without external input, slow breathing with long exhales. Have you all ever had a good breathing exercise? Oh my goodness. And if you have a smartphone or a smartwatch, they actually have them built in there so you can check it out. I use it all the time. Gentle movement or stretching. Oh, stretching. People, let's get more into meditation and yoga and things like that. I am saved and sanctified, but understand that stretching your body and breathing techniques and speaking good things over yourself, the power of the tongue, it's a beautiful thing. So the goal is to have a go-to way to change the conditions your brain is operating under so that clear thinking and intentional follow-through become more accessible again. There are a few more things over here. So about the energy leak inventory, separating the signal, but we're going to continue those for next week because I don't want to rush through it. I feel like this is something we need to take more time to do. So we're going to continue that. So remind me, we stopped on do an energy leak inventory, and then we'll move on to some other things from our good friend, Amanda Hilton. Thank you all so much. We're tuning in to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and I'm so happy that you decided to spend some time with me this Saturday. I hope you have a safe and successful weekend, and please try to get some rest. Take care of you so that you can take care of others. Have a good one.